Good morning, everybody. Could you please take your seats? We are about to start. Welcome to our day two of the session, and I wish to ask the secretary for some housekeeping announcements, please. Secretary, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. J'ai quelques informations à vous annoncer. Et premièrement, je voudrais rappeler la commission au fait que la nomination des candidats à la présidence va être clôturé à midi pile aujourd'hui. Deuxièmement, il y aurait une réunion informelle des pays de la région africaine pendant la pause déjeuner à partir de midi et demi dans la salle 18 qui se trouve au niveau moins 1 au sous-sol. Cette réunion est convenue par Maroc en tant que coordonnateur pour l'Afrique. Troisièmement, la Commission a décidé hier d'établir un groupe de travail qui va se pencher sur la question de la résistance antimicrobienne et notamment le mandat, le titre et la durée de travail d'un groupe spécial, ad hoc codex, sans préjudice à la décision qui devrait être prise par la séance plénière. Et ce groupe de travail se réunira dans la salle 18 à partir de 17h45. Ce soir. Et quatrièmement, je voudrais rappeler que le président avait suggéré que chaque intervention soit limitée au maximum de 2 minutes et que nous avons observé que cette décision n'a pas été toujours respectée au cours de la session d'hier. Donc le secrétariat tient à rappeler chacun des délégués de respecter la proposition faite par le président hier. Et cinquièmement, il y aura une réunion informelle des présidents de comités de codex et de task force qui sera convenue par le président Mosha. Immédiatement après la clôture de la session de matinée jeudi matin, j'annoncerai la salle où cette réunion aura lieu au cours de probablement mercredi soir ou jeudi matin. Et sixièmement et dernièrement, nous avons été avertis par l'OIE que leur directeur général, M. Bernard Valla, sera avec nous cet après-midi, mais il est contraint de quitter Genève ce soir. Cela veut dire que la Commission aura une chance d'entendre sa déclaration seulement cet après-midi, alors que l'intervention par l'OIE est prévue sur le point 12 de l'ordre du jour. Monsieur le Président, si la Commission est d'accord, on pourrait ouvrir momentanément le point 12 de l'ordre du jour vers 17h20 ce soir pour écouter la déclaration qui sera faite par le directeur général de l'OIE, uniquement pour la question sur la coopération entre l'OIE et le Codex. Voilà, Monsieur le Président, ceci est la proposition. Merci.
Thank you, Secretary, for the announcement, and I wish to ask the Commission if there is an objection to us opening up the Agenda 12 late in the day to give chance to the Director General of OIE to give his presentation and then give him chance to go. And we'll start Agenda Item 12 maybe tomorrow as the time might allow. Is there an objection to that? Seeing no objection, then we shall give opportunity to the Director General of OIE to give his presentation later in the day as proposed by the Secretary. I now wish to go back to Agenda Item 4, and we had the Chairperson of the Forest Committee on Food Labelling, Dr. Anne McKenzie, and we had adopted one standard. The next one would be proposed draft amendment to the guidelines on nutrition labelling, definition of trans fatty acids.
Thank you, Chairman. The item under consideration is ALI Norm 06-2922, which is the proposed draft amendment to the Guidelines on Nutritional Labelling, the definition of trans fatty acids. Chairman, this definition was very carefully considered in two sessions of the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Use, and in the last two sessions of the Codex Committee on Food Labelling. And although a very comprehensive discussion ensued within the committee, no fundamental changes to the definition took place, with committee members reaching consensus that it could be advanced to the Commission for adoption at Step 8, with a proviso, Chairman. And that proviso was the addition of a footnote. May I add, Chairman, that it was only by the addition and acceptance of the footnote that consensus was able to be obtained. Therefore, Chairman, I would simply like to highlight that footnote, which in fact says, committee members may, for the purposes of nutritional labelling, review the inclusion of specific trans fatty acids in the definition of TFAs if new generally accepted scientific data become available. Therefore, through you, Chairman, I would like to propose that the draft amendment to the Guidelines on Nutritional Labelling definition of trans fatty acids be adopted by the Commission at Step 8. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Codex Committee on Food Labelling, and for the record of our proper record of our Commission, I need to mention that the text we discussed yesterday on draft amendment to the guidelines for the production, processing, labelling and the marketing of organically produced food was not adopted but rather returned to Step 6. And now I wish to ask the Commission whether there are any objections to adopting the proposed draft amendment to guidelines on nutrition labelling, definition of trans acids at Step 5A with the addition of the footnote as has been described by the Chairperson. Seeing no flag, thank you very much. Then the text is adopted at Step 5A. The next standard is General Standard for Fruit, Juices and Nectars, labelling provisions related to processing aids. And in fact, it's an endorsement of paragraphs 4 and 5 of ALI Norm 06/29/22. Dr. Anne McKenzie, you want to say something?
No. Thank you, Chair, for the floor. Only that the Commission adopted at its 28th session the standard, but the standard included three processing aids that might cause allergenicity, and that is isinglass and sodium and potassium caseinates. So the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants instructed that if there were to be any carryover of these processing aids into the finished product, that these would be subject to ingredient declaration. And as processing aids are exempted from the labeling provisions in the general standard, this additional labeling required endorsement by the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, and Chairman, I can report that that endorsement was indeed forthcoming. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, and I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to endorsement of the paragraphs as mentioned and as explained by the Chairperson. Singapore?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just going back to the trans fatty acid.
I'm sorry, we have closed that.
I think there is a matter of procedures. Mr. Chairman, the text was adopted as step 5A. What is 5A? Can you explain, please? Because in the procedural manual, there is no such thing as 5A. Thank you.
Thank you, Singapore. And in future, once we have adopted text and we have gone through the discussion matter, I will not really allow some flag coming back. And this would be the last time, and I wish to ask the Secretary to explain. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A stands for accelerated, and the reference is made to part 4 of the elaboration procedure that provides for accelerated elaboration procedure consisting of 5 steps. So in this case, step 5 is the final step. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And again, I go back to what we had said. The endorsement of paragraphs 4 and 5 in Alnom 06/29/22, general standard for fruit juices and nectars, labeling provisions related to processing aids. Is there any objection to the Commission endorsing that? Egypt, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. لا اعتراض بالطبع ولكن أود أن أؤكد على أنه يجب أن يوضح على بيانات البطاقة كل ما يشير إلى وجود أي مسببات للحساسية. شكراً سيد الرئيس.
كندا, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I believe that's back to me. And while the Commission's attention is rather focused on the work of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, if I may, Chairman, through you, have less than 2 minutes, I would just like to give a quick information item. And that is, because there has been considerable interest and controversy surrounding the agenda item of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, which is entitled Labeling of Foods and Food Ingredients Obtained Through Certain Techniques of Genetic Modification, Genetic Engineering, I just wish to provide a very brief update for the Commission. At its May session, the Committee considered options on how to proceed with this long-standing and difficult subject. One option offered to committee members was the discontinuation or suspension of work in this area. However, Chairman, this option was not accepted by the committee, who supported continuation of work. Towards this end and seeking an innovative way forward, the Government of Norway has offered to host a physical working group co-chaired by Norway, Argentina, and Ghana in January 2007. The work will be undertaken in Spanish, French, and English. The committee has provided to the working group very specific objectives and terms of reference, including tasks, which will allow a specific focus to be given to the deliberations and hopefully will result in precise recommendations being given to the Codex Committee on Food Labeling at its next session. Thank you, Chair, for your indulgence. It is simply an information item.
Thank you, Canada, but unfortunately it's in the wrong agenda item, and maybe it can come back in agenda item 11. Thank you. The next draft text we have to consider is from CCMAS, Methods of Analysis and Sampling for Inclusion in Codex Standards and of Codex Stand 234-1999, and it's for endorsement, and that is Alnom 06/29/23, Appendix 2.
The chairman of
Can I invite the chairperson to say a word, please? Hungary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm speaking in the on behalf of Peter Biach, who is the chairman of the CCMES. In the last meeting, the committee endorsed several methods of analysis in Codex standards at different steps of the procedure. The methods are the following: methods to the general standard for fruit juices and nectars, it means 49 methods, and secondly, the draft standard for instant noodles, thirdly, methods of analysis for standards currently being elaborated by the Committee of Milk and Milk Products. Fourth, updated list of methods of analysis for Codex standards for milk products. And the fifth one, draft revised standard for gluten-free foods. The committee considered methods submitted for endorsement in proposed draft or draft standards and in standards that have already been adopted. This is mentioned in conjunction with the standards submitted at the step 8 or 5-8, insofar as it results in an amendment to the methods of analysis included in adopted standards or the Codex 234-1999. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hungary, and I wish to ask the Commission if there is an objection to endorsing the provisions contained in Appendix 2 of Alnom 06/2923.
Thailand.
Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thailand wishes to express concern pertaining to the method of determination of stable isotope ratio of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen to ensure the authenticity of fruit juices. Since these methods based on stable isotope mass spectrometry principle requiring sophisticated and costly instrument, the endorsement of these methods would have a high impact on developing country. Therefore, Thailand would like to propose the Commission to request the CCMAS to reconsider to develop alternative methods that are less costly and less sophisticated. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. And Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sweden has some concerns, not about the method, but this relates to the draft revised standard for gluten-free foods. CCMAS has endorsed an R5 ELISA method for the determination of gluten as a type 1 method. And a type 1 method means that no other method can be used. And Sweden is concerned that this would restrict new development in the area of methods. So we would we would propose that the CCMAS would reconsider the typing of the method, not the method as such, but the type of method, since CCMAS and the Commission has endorsed the so-called criteria approach, which could be applied only to type 2 and type 3 methods, and not to type 1. So we were really concerned that this is the only method that can be used. Thank you.
Canada, Malaysia, IDF, AAC.
Canada. Canada, Malaysia, IFU.
IFU.
Canada, Malaysia, IFU.
Singapore.
On my list, I have Canada,
Malaysia,
Singapore, and Malaysia, and one observer, IFU, and AAC, right? AAC?
AAC. AAC, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't
I,
move.
IFU already. Yes,
no,
already.
No, this one. The lady in pink.
AOCS.
Okay. So my list is Canada, Singapore, Malaysia,
IFU,
AAC, and AOECS.
Yeah.
And before we allow more countries to take
Austria,
the floor,
Austria.
Okay, Austria, and I close the list. And before we continue, I would wish to ask the Secretary first to give some explanation on the intervention from Sweden, just as a matter of clarification. Please, Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the understanding of the Secretariat, we are not discussing the issue or method of analysis of gluten-free food at all under this agenda item. The matter is under discussion in the Nutrition Committee, CCLFSDU. So therefore, Mr. Chairman, through you, I would like to kindly invite the delegation of Sweden to make their point in the forthcoming meeting of CCNFSDU, which is the most appropriate place to have this kind of discussion. And I would like to advise the Commission to not to spend more time on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I'm sure Sweden will just do that. Can I have Canada, please?
Sorry, Mr. Chairperson, our intervention related to the gluten issue, so we'll defer.
Thank you, Canada, and then I have Singapore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Singapore strongly supports the views expressed by Thailand, and I think we should not as a matter of principle, CCMAS should focus their attention in developing methods which can be widely used and not be using highly expensive methodology to the detriment of the developing countries. And also as a matter of principle, I think I also support Sweden's view that we should have always leave the analytical method. It's not just one. There are many ways to skin a cat. Let us do it as long as we describe the outcome and not so prescriptive that that is the only method. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Singapore. And then I have Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia's view is also that to support Thailand in that we should develop alternative test procedures which are much less costly and that can be used widely by all the countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. And I have Austria, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We also like to refer to gluten, and so we will abstain. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Australia. And then I have IFU, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the representative of the worldwide fruit juice industry, having attended all the sessions of the Task Force on Fruit Juices and Nectars, I just want to tell you that these lists of methods of analysis have been established in separate working group meetings during the sessions of the task force, where most of the interested countries were there, and it is not a list of any sophisticated chemists wanting such special methods. I must say I am not an analytical chemist, but it was really a list of methods of analysis which based on consensus within the task force, and I would request you to endorse these methods, because CCMAS has already worked twice on this list, and I think it would have been the possibility to give to oppose this list during the CCMAS session and not here at the Commission level. So I request all members of the Commission to endorse these methods, which belong to a standard which has already been adopted last year in Rome. Thank you.
Thank you, IFU. And then I have AAC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The AAC, the European Cereal Starch Association, supports the endorsement of the F5 ELISA method of analysis that was endorsed during last CCMAS meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. And then I have AOECS.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just also our association want to endorse. It is on the gluten issue, so when it is not discussed now, then we will abstain. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is it the sense in the Commission that we endorse the provisions, that we endorse methods of analysis and sampling for inclusion, the codex standards, we are making reference to Appendix 2 of Alnom 06/29/23, Appendix 2. We endorse the methods and we wish to ask CCMS in future, when considering methods, they should always they should also consider alternative methods that can be worldwide accepted. I repeat, we endorse the text as provided in Alnom 06/29/23, Appendix 2, with the requirement that CCMAS in future should always consider alternate methods that can be used worldwide. Any objection to that summary? Thailand, please.
Generally, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Generally, Thailand agree with the conclusion you made, but just want to clarify that this is also include the reconsideration of the alternative method for the food juice also. Thank you.
So AOECS seems to have given some force and progress that you would have read.
The problem is the task force has finished its work. It's not proposed the method, it's only endorsed what it gets from the... That's it. that countries should support at the level of its commission.
I think the decision needs to be clear and we adopt this requirement without condition.
Okay. Yeah, in the sense that...
Sorry, I have to consult because as you can all understand, it's an issue of methods that can be used worldwide, and the concern has been raised by Thailand and also seconded by Singapore and Malaysia. So it's important in the Commission we understand that we should stress the need for having alternate methods that can be used worldwide as a general principle, but for the purpose of the text under consideration, we can endorse the text as it is, and as a commission, stress the need for worldwide acceptable methods that can also be used by both developing and developed countries. But would endorse the text as it is provided in Alnom 06/29/23 Appendix 2. Thank you very much. Then we endorse. The other standards to be adopted come from the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products.
This is AOEF. I don't know whether this thing was referred to the law.
Sorry, I'm reminded. AOECS had the flag up, and I wonder whether you still want to speak after we have summarized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I have some concerns regarding your conclusion regarding alternative methods, and especially when this issue is directly focused on medical issues. May I, with all my respect, Mr. Chairperson, may I suggest to add only the words alternative methods where appropriate? Because when we are handling with medical issues, there cannot be another method which is not focusing on medical issues regarding this gluten-free food problem. I do not want to go into discussion, but it's just my really reason of concern. When there is, let's say, the task for CCMAS to adopt also alternative methods which does not meet the point, which is the toxicity for celiacs, then I have really a question of concern. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you, AOECS, for that clarification, and we shall add the words where appropriate.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now the other text to be adopted come from the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products, and we have quite a number of standards to be adopted from this committee, and I would wish to invite the chairperson of the committee, New Zealand, to say briefly general words on the progress in the committee and also assist us to adopt this text.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first proposal is for a draft amendment to the general standard for cheese, and this proposal follows a discussion in the committee on the possibility of establishing a value for minimum protein content in cheese. The committee agreed that the protein content should not be subject to a quantitative limit and the amendment reflects this decision. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. And if you could quickly introduce the first four standards, draft standards, a draft amendment to Section 2, description of general standard for cheeses, draft standard for blended evaporated skimmed milk and vegetable fat, draft standard for blended skimmed milk and vegetable fat in powdered form, and draft standard for blended sweetened condensed milk, skimmed milk and vegetable fat in a block, so that we can consider them collectively. And as the members will realize, we are really behind our schedule, and we cannot afford to present one standard at a time. So if you could present those in a block.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was obviously too brief. So to go back to the first standard, the draft amendment, that is a different proposal to the following three, and that was simply an amendment to the description of the protein content. And could we first consider that one?
Can I then ask the Commission if there is an objection to adopting the draft amendment section to Section 2, description of the general standard for cheeses? That's Appendix 2, Alnom 06/29/11, please. Is there an objection to adopting that at Step 8? Seeing none, then thank you very much. The text is adopted at Step 8. The other standard is draft standard for blend of evaporated skim milk and vegetable fat. Can I ask the Commission if there is an objection to adoption of that text? Seeing none, thank you very much. The text is adopted. Argentina, please.
Hola, sí. Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina, quisiera solamente hacer una aclaración. El ámbito de aplicación de esta norma comprende únicamente las mezclas de leche descremada y grasa. En función de ello, entendemos que en la lista de ingredientes debería especificarse que claramente que la leche y la leche en polvo son descremadas. Esa es la inclusión que querríamos que se haga. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. And New Zealand, please, could you clarify to Argentina, please?
We will try to, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, could we seek clarification? The endorsements to these three standards were accepted by the relevant committee, so we're not sure what this issue pertains to.
Argentina, can we draw your attention to clause 7.4, list of ingredients? And it reads, notwithstanding the provisions of section 4.2.1 of the General Standard for Labelling of Prepackaged Foods, milk products used only for protein adjustments need to be declared, which means all the list of ingredients have to be declared, and it applies to all the standards. Would that have clarified the position?
Hola. Sí, pero usted se estaba refiriendo a las proteínas y yo me estaba refiriendo a la grasa en realidad, porque estamos hablando de leches descremadas.
Yeah, but I would understand when we are talking of list of ingredients, that should also include the fat. And this was discussed in the committee and agreed upon.
New Zealand,
you have
you can take Costa Rica first.
Clarification again, New Zealand, or can I take Costa Rica before you clarify? Maybe it's another point of clarification from Costa Rica required. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Respecto a las normas sobre leche descremada, Costa Rica apoya la adopción de estas normas. Sin embargo, desea expresar que al establecer la denominación del alimento, el término descremado puede causar alguna confusión en el consumidor. Por tanto, sugerimos que el nombre debe ser mezcla de leche y grasa vegetal en polvo, indicando los porcentajes de grasa láctea y vegetal que correspondan cerca del nombre del producto. Y también, señor presidente, quería disculparme porque quiero hacer un comentario sobre la norma del queso. También la aprobamos, pero quería decir que en lo de materias primas no se debe restringir la leche para leche de vaca o de búfalo. No se debe restringir la especie porque esto estaría en contra de lo que estipula la norma de términos lecheros. Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you, Costa Rica, and I have New Zealand. Please, could you clarify on the Argentina and the Costa Rica concerns, and I'll have IDF coming in again. New Zealand, please.
Thank you. We believe the point is well made, and we would defer to IDF to provide an alternative text to actually address this issue. Thank you.
IDF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The point made by Argentina refers to the fact that these products are actually free of milk fat, and the only fat in these products are vegetable fat. And there is a slight inconsistency in the Section 3.1 of the standard in that regard concerning the reference to the milk products that can be used as raw materials. You find there the phrase milk and milk products, milk and milk powders, other milk solids. And to be sure that these ingredients or raw materials are actually free of milk fat, the correct wording would be skimmed milk and skimmed milk powder, other non-fat milk solids. And I think that would take care of the slight inconsistency between this list and the definition of these products, which states that these products are free of milk fat. And this is an amendment that should be made in all three standards for the blends. Thank you.
IDF, could you come back again in detection speed, please, so that we can follow?
Certainly, sir. So the amendment is to be made in the first line in Section 3.1, raw materials, in all three standards on the blends. And it will now read, skimmed milk and skimmed milk powder, in singular, other milk, non-fat milk solids, and edible vegetable fats, stroke oils. And of course the footnotes has to be retained. Thank you.
Thank you, IDF, and that also clarifies the position of Argentina. And Sudan, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais. Sayyid Rais, في قراءة هذا البند بالإنجليزية draft standard for a blend of evaporated skim milk. ما هو المقصود باللبن المبخر كما أسمع باللغة العربية؟ أنا أفهم اللبن المبستر وعملية البسترة أي pasteurization هي أن نتخلص من الجراثيم بعملية التسخين العالي والتبريد العالي. هذه عملية البسترة في التخلص من الجراثيم في اللبن بعملية البسترة. ولكن ماذا نفهم بعملية التبخر أو نرجو أن التوضيح في هذا الشأن. لكي أحصل على لبن خالي الدسم أنا أستعمل عملية البسترة للتخلص من الجراثيم بعملية التسخين العالي والتبريد العالي. ولكن ماذا نفهم بعملية التبخير؟ شكرا جزيلا.
Well, thank you, Sudan, and it's a technical issue. Question should have been raised in the committee, but I take the liberty to ask New Zealand to slightly explain. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and it is a technical issue, and I'd again defer to IDF for a brief explanation.
IDF, please.
Yes, thank you. Skim milk means milk that has, from which the milk fat has been removed, and the technology used to remove that fat is separation, a physical process, not necessarily involving heat. So it has nothing to do with pasteurization. That's a different technology with a different purpose. Thank you.
Thank you, IDF, and I wish to ask the committee, the commission, therefore, if there is an objection to... Egypt, you have your flag here, please, Egypt.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. أرى فقط أنه يجب أن يوضح فقط النسبة الكلية للدهن النباتي وليست الحد الأدنى فيها كما هو موجود في هذا المعيار. شكراً سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. Again, very technical issue, and that would have been a question of discussion in the committee. And New Zealand, we have something to say, or we go back to IDF?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These issues were fully discussed in the committee, and at this stage, I don't think it's appropriate to be raising technical issues at step 8 for adoption. Thank you.
I fully concur with New Zealand and Egypt. I'm sure you can live with that explanation. Can I then ask the Commission if there's any further objection to adoption of the text with the amendment in section 3.1, first line, as proposed by IDF, and that will apply to the rest of the three standards? Thank you. Then the text is adopted. The other standard is draft standard for a blend of skimmed milk and vegetable fat in powdered form. And that's al. Norm 06/29/11, Appendix 4. Of course, the same amendment as proposed by IDF on Section 3.1, Line 1, will be applied. Is there any objection to adoption of that text? Seeing none, then thank you very much. The text is adopted at step 8. The next draft standard for a blend of sweetened condensed skimmed milk and vegetable fat, and that's HAL NOM 06/29/11, Appendix 5. Again, with the same amendments as provided by IDF. An objection to adoption of that standard? I see none. Thank you very much. Then it's adopted. Then the other standard is draft revised standard for cheddar cheese. And that's HAL NOM 06/29/11, Appendix 11.
And ask New Zealand to introduce a new system. All named individual cheese standards.
New Zealand, we wish to request you to first introduce the draft revised standard for whey cheeses. Okay? Draft revised standard for whey cheeses and proposed draft standard for dairy fat spreads. And I wish to draw the attention of the Commission to the applicable text. For the first one, draft revised standard for whey cheeses, it's Alnom 06/29/11, Appendix 8. And the other one is proposed draft standard for dairy fat spreads, Alnom 06/29/11, Appendix 23. If New Zealand could introduce those, please, for very good reason, and let's see if you can adopt those first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In terms of the draft revised standard for whey cheeses, this standard progressed orderly through the step process, and the committee recommends its adoption at step 8. Thank you.
Could you also introduce the fat spreads, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, we have no specific comments on this. It was proposed for adoption at step 5 and 8 by the committee.
Thank you, New Zealand. And can I then put it to the Commission as to whether there is any objection to our adoption of the draft revised standard for whey cheeses? That's Alnom 06/29/11, Appendix 8.
Argentina and Costa Rica.
Argentina and Costa Rica, please. Argentina, please.
Señor presidente, Argentina apoya la adopción de esta norma. Lo único que deseamos es sugerir que se incluya una tabla especificando las funciones de los aditivos autorizados para mantener la coherencia con las demás normas para quesos. Y una sola aclaración más respecto del uso de piramicina INS 235, donde dice decímetro, dice debe decir decímetro en lugar de decámetro. Gracias.